Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now. Let's turn our attention back to the Cowboys and talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnuolo. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, guys. What's going on?
Well, I was curious. I know there's a lot more that goes into the Ravens scouting than like, hey, let's just talk about Lamar Jackson. But I was curious. Micah Parsons said that Lamar Jackson is probably the best dual threat quarterback in the league and in history. I was curious. Because I know the position has also changed, but do you think Lamar Jackson is the best dual threat quarterback you've ever seen?
I'm trying to go through a Rolodex of quarterbacks who ran the football.
Randall Cunningham.
And Steve Young popped to my head.
Michael Vick.
But you know what? Those guys, they were more scramblers. These are called runs.
Yeah.
I mean, they pull two offensive linemen and they have a sweep left. It's on purpose, you know, with intention. So I think from called runs and the amount of yards he's gained, I have a hard time arguing against that.
That time that Ronnie Brown was a Wildcat quarterback, remember that? for the Dolphins for about, you know, 2 weeks or so. That was a time there.
Yeah, and he wasn't a quarterback, though, right?
No, he was a running back.
Fair.
They were like, hey, we got no other options right
now. Yeah, I mean, they, you know, you've got to plan on called plays. And, you know, when he's running with the ball on a called play, that means you got an extra blocker, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the running back, I don't know. I mean, he's blocking, I would imagine. It's not like quarterback handing off and just standing there. So I think that complicates it. And he's so big, you know, he's about as big as most of your linebackers. So it's hard to bring him down. Now, the downside of that is that, boy, at some point, you just got to worry he's going to get hurt.
Sure.
And you better have a good backup that can throw the football. And think about it. If you ever played any sport against somebody that's like so much better than everybody else.
Yes.
And if you ever get to them, don't you give them a little extra?
Yeah, for sure.
Right? Because you're so frustrated. So I think, you know, I just think they got to be careful. But that's part of their offense, so have at it. Hey, how about this? I saw this note. I'm trying to remember where it was. It was some Ravens website or whatever. They had looked up. You guys remember Stratomatic?
Yes.
Does it even exist still? I guess it does, right?
Maybe.
And they simulate. They simulate a team's games over, you know, the course of the season before it starts.
Yeah, it still does. It still does. It says the original fantasy sport.
They simulated the Ravens getting off to an 0-2 start.
Huh.
Can you believe? I mean, I think it was they predicted they'd lose to the Chiefs 27-24, and they lost 27-20. And then they predicted the loss this past week to the Raiders.
Man.
That's like, seriously?
What do they say about this game, then?
You would have to ask.
Yeah, okay.
they predicted a 29-16 victory for the Ravens.
Oh, man. Well, let's not let that happen. But one of the things that could be a big factor in that is We got a little breaking news happening here, Mickey.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and maybe you already were aware of this as we were going along. Cowboys are placing Jordan Phillips on injured reserve with a wrist injury.
A wrist injury.
And he's going to miss at least the next four games.
341 pounds, and he hurt his wrist?
Hurt his wrist.
That's a lot to be leaning on.
Yeah, well, yes, yeah, so you got a very good point there. And so I'm kind of curious, like, what's the...
I thought it was going to be a heel injury from being pushed backwards.
Wow, man. Beat. Mick's bringing the fire this week.
Yeah, it happened. And so what's the plan? What would be the plan there? What's your move?
They have a rather, and I'm going to, I think I remember his name. I was going to say they have a rather large human being at defensive tackle on the practice squad. Mickey, what's the guy's name? Well, number one, they do have, I know what it was. Phil Hoskins.
Yes, 6'5",
315. He's in his fourth year. So if they just needed another big body,
yeah,
they have that. And also, they could elevate him. They could also elevate Carl Lawson, a defensive end. Another possibility. Everybody keeps asking about Dalvin Cook. I don't know if Dalvin Cook can open holes to get through, but to me, that's the biggest problem they have in the running game. But yeah, if he's on IR, that's 4 weeks, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's 4 weeks.
And that's a position that they didn't have a lot of depth or experience at, except for him and...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And Linville Joseph, who didn't have a great performance either.
Yeah. Yeah, neither one of them did at all.
And now you got to face a running quarterback who will, hit the same holes that Kamara did.
Right.
Yeah, that's a problem.
He'll hit them a little differently, obviously.
That is
the way he gets to them.
Yeah, maybe not as fast, but maybe with more power.
Phil Hoskins and Denzel Daxon are on the practice squad.
Right, I forgot.
Okay.
That's right.
If they want to call those up.
Yeah.
What kind of importance does that put on DeMarvion Overshown as potentially being the spy for Lamar Jackson?
Yeah, and I would think that's got to take place. But again... And we got to see how their roles are because, he was the guy on the nickel. And I guess I'm not familiar enough yet with the Ravens on how much they go three wide receivers because that's when Overshown's been on the field. When they've gone up against heavy run formations, it's been Leofau as the other linebacker. So, how do you adjust, like, which type of linebacker you want to play when you know that he's going to run the football? Do you want a bigger guy out there or do you want a guy that's more mobile?
I think the second one. Actually, let me take that back. I definitely want the second one. Yeah.
As long as he can stand up against Derrick Henry running the ball. See, it's kind of twofold.
Yeah.
Right?
That's where they get you.
I haven't figured out that answer quite yet, Mick.
Yeah.
And that's Zimmer's job.
You know? That's right. That's right. Give him some
put that in your little computer and see what spits out.
Okay.
Right? Stratomatic up right now.
And I, just checking out what's going on over there, it sounds like, I don't know that Derrick Henry hasn't got enough carries and you got to give him the ball more.
And their offensive line has been a little questionable to start the season.
See, and that's what no one looks at. It's like, running backs can run the football, but they got to have some place to run. Something's got to be open. And I don't think the Cowboys' offensive line played off all that well in the running game. I mean, there was very few times that the running backs hit the hole and weren't touched.
I agree.
And if you watch these other games, I saw holes that were gigantic. Guys are scooting through.
Are you confident? This is my next question, because we've talked about it, like where right. I kind of stand on all of this. Are you confident then, if the holes do develop, we haven't really seen it so far, if they do develop, that we have the running back personnel that can take advantage of that?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. All right.
I just haven't seen much to run through. Very rarely, unless they hit an end around, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure there's somewhere you can find out where first contact hits with a running back. And it's right away for you know, I mean, they're not, you know, gaining 2 yards because they can't run. They're not on crutches. It's because there's nowhere to go. And so I think that's one of the problems that they've got to solve. And again, you know, we just kind of take for granted that they've got two rookies starting on the offensive line. Like, okay, no big deal.
Yeah, we're like, oh, plug like and that. Play, right? Yeah. Plug yeah. and play. Just throw, they're going to be
well,
all right.
Well, you know, the choices weren't, you know, they didn't have a bunch of them. And the one guy's moving from right to left, right? And the other guy's played his first 2 games at center in his football career.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's their fault, because I think it was across the board. They just weren't run blocking very well. You know, and I don't know how well they've been protecting Dak either, tell you the truth. Yeah, so, yeah, I wonder if you just say, well, let's just throw the ball and see if we can open up the running game. Because I did notice that, and I don't, and again, when you see numbers like this, you don't see inside why it happens. But the Ravens are 32nd in pass defense after 2 games. 257 yards a game they've given up passing.
Hmm.
Do you just go out and throw on them?
Every single play.
I mean, well, based I off of that way. Number, kind of.
I mean, I don't even know why I'm even trying to run the ball at that point. Just
right?
do it. Yeah.
And, you know, they've been noted to be very good against the run. You know, and if that's the Cowboys' strong suit, you know, throw the ball to open up the run game. I don't have a problem with that. So if you look at, you know, I think last year at this time we were probably talking about the same thing.
Yeah.
No, you know, Pollard didn't get off to a great start, and that was all about, well, he's coming off that injury, da-da-da. Well, they never really had a strong running game last year either, if you look at it. Couldn't punch the ball in from the 5-yard line to save their lives.
Yeah, that is true. And actually, we're probably going to need to talk about that more as we go along with the week and talk about the red zone offense and everything like that. Let's pick this conversation back up tomorrow, good sir, if we can.
Good one, guys. We'll talk again.
There you go. Mickey Spagnuolo, DallasCowboys.com, right here on 105.3 The Fan.